From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Russia endorses plans for a third round of talks on Syria. The United States and Russia appear to have bridged some of their differences on that issue. After meeting Tuesday with U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, Russian leaders endorsed a plan for a third round of talks in New York this Friday to discuss a political transition in Syria. Kerry met with Russia's President Vladimir Putin and Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov in Moscow.
I reaffirm to President Putin that the United States stands ready to work with Russia to defeat Daesh, provided, obviously, that Moscow chooses to direct its fire on the real threat, which is Daesh.
John Kerry. The U.S. Defense Department said Tuesday security in Afghanistan has been deteriorating over recent months. As the United States limits its military engagement there, the Taliban has been more successful in launching attacks on Afghan forces. Nine Republican presidential contenders will take the stage later tonight in Las Vegas, Nevada, in the fifth Republican presidential debate. A pre-debate is going on right now. It features four lower-level candidates. Real estate mogul Donald Trump continues to lead in national polls among Republicans. The United Nations Human Rights Council says it will hold a special session on violence in Burundi later this week. The session is set for Thursday. It was called at the request of the United States and is supported by 17 members of the Human Rights Council and 25 observer states. This will be the first such special session for the group since April, when the Human Rights Council convened to discuss terrorist attacks and human rights abuses by Boko Haram. This is VOA News. The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights is urging Burundi's government and opponents to avoid a full-fledged civil war. Lisa Schlein reports.
The UN's top human rights official, Zayed Raad al-Hussein, says he is deeply alarmed by the latest developments in Burundi's unfolding crisis. The High Commissioner is referring to the bloody events on Friday when gunmen attacked three military camps in the capital, triggering heavy fighting that killed a reported 87 people. The High Commissioner's spokeswoman, Cécile Pouilly, says security forces searched houses and arrested hundreds of young men. There are reports the security forces may have executed some of those arrested. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
The United Nations opens peace talks Tuesday in Geneva in a bid to find a durable settlement to the crisis in Yemen. UN envoy Ismail Ould Sheikh Ahmed also announced the start of a week-long ceasefire, saying the goal is to make that halt in fighting permanent. The UN Nuclear Agency has officially closed its more than decade-old investigation into allegations Iran once worked to develop nuclear weapons. The International Atomic Energy Agency unanimously approved a resolution to end the investigation. The approval Tuesday came after IAEA Chief Yukiya Omano presented his final report on the matter.
The agency has no credible indications of activities in Iran relevant to the development of nuclear explosive devices after 2009.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry welcomed the end of the negotiation of the investigation. Saudi Arabia announced Tuesday what it called a new Islamic military alliance to fight terrorism. The alliance would include 34 countries. It would have its operations center in Riyadh to coordinate military operations. U.S. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter said President Barack Obama has told the military of the need to accelerate the campaign against the Islamic State. He said the United States is seeking more help from coalition partners.
In addition to those who have joined the campaign here, we really are looking for the rest of the world to step up.
Carter spoke to reporters Tuesday before arriving in Turkey, where he stressed the need for Turkey to maintain better control of its border with Syria. Policymakers at the U.S. Central Bank, the Federal Reserve, started a two-day meeting Tuesday in Washington. Analysts predict the Fed will increase the benchmark interest rate for the first time in nearly a decade. Crude oil prices rose nearly 3% on Tuesday, recovering slightly from recent drops. OPEC has been pumping near record levels since last year, sending crude oil prices tumbling. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.